Now that you've had a few days digested and have dealt with Vancouver media, some national media as well, has it hit you? I'm always curious, like, when it becomes profound. Has it hit you yet that you're a Vancouver Canuck and no longer a Vegas Golden Knight?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. You know, I would say in that second morning is when it really starts to hit you. Yeah, that initial shock kind of. You know, wears down, you start thinking, you know, you start going through all the things that you got to do before you, you start moving. But, you know, it's something that, you know, I spoke a little bit about yesterday. You know, I've been reached out to by a lot of the guys and the staff and everything. And so each time that, you know, you talk to a new guy and you know, you have these types of conversations, you start getting that excitement around a team that's got a lot of really good young talent, and they have a guy like myself will be come in and be, I guess, a more of a veteran guy. You know, it's weird to say after being in Vegas where we were pretty much all the, you know, around that same age. But, yeah, you know what? You know, I talked to Keith Ballard yesterday a lot about the city of Vancouver. It's always been something it's my favorite place to visit when I'm on the road. It's a beautiful city. So, I mean, a lot of things to be excited about, given, you know, what had happened a couple of days ago.
It almost seems as if, and I know the Washington West jokes are out there, but it's like reunion time. I mean, Beagle, Holtby, yourself. Once upon a time, L.A. was sort of Philadelphia West. Is Vancouver becoming Washington West now?
You know what? I'm really excited to be back with those guys. They're two unbelievable guys. Braden Holtby is one of my best friends that I have in hockey, and so a guy that I've kept in touch with. And so he was actually the first guy that texted me after the news, and he just said, you're saying, I know there's a lot of things going on in your head right now, but I'm going to be selfish and be super happy for you that you're coming. So I got to chat with him later that night, which was good. You know, anytime, you know, Steve could talk about it too. Anytime you're moving from teams, you got someone that you know, and you got someone that you already got a connection with. You know, I know a few guys on the team already. It makes it a lot easier to make that transition.
Nate Schmidt, Vancouver defenseman, with us now. Berkey, go ahead.
So, Nate, one of the great things about you as a player is that you're always upbeat. That's a valuable asset to a team. Is that the way you've been since you were a kid?
I try to be. There's just no way, you know, if you go through, you know, we still play hockey, you know, I still get a chance to do what I love every day. You can't dwell on some of these things that kind of bring you down or that kind of punch you in the gut for a moment. You see the positive sides of, you know, going to a really good and up-and-coming team, you know, a team that we were one goal away from losing to if we don't score first in the third period of a game seven. You know, so it's a team that's close and a team that doesn't go away. And that's the type of mentality, that's the type of, you know, grit and grind to your team that you want. You want to have those guys to dig in. And that's what the fun part about, you know, going to a new group. And I have been. This is kind of me. Sometimes, you know, Braden Holtby and I are both the exact opposite guys. And he used to give me like, Nate, I need about 5 minutes from you right now. You're a little bit too much.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, Nate, as a former general manager, it's something that we look for at the draft. That's a big plus. Like Teemu Selanne, one of the great things he did for me in Anaheim was he brightened up the room because it's a bunch of grumpy guys generally.
I mean, sometimes there's a pressure, you know. There's pressure to our job here, right? And there's a lot of eyes on what you do, and I think if you go in thinking about how negative that could be and how much pressure that it eats you up, you know. And so that's where I like to think that's where I come in and hope. You know, I know when it's time. You know when it's time to hunker down and get ready. You know, I've learned that over 6 or 7, 8 years here now, but. You got to make sure you have fun with this game, because if you don't, then it starts to eat you up.
Stewie.
I just want to go back to the Vancouver series. Like, was there any panic in the dressing room? Like, you guys were up a couple games, and they put Demko in. He just was, you know, playing lights out. Did anyone consider, like, taking a slap shot at his head and be like, you can't solve this guy?
Somebody run him over. You know, they're trying to get Revo or Will Carey. Someone run him over. He's playing too well, you know. You know, it was weird. We thought we were playing really well, and he kept playing well, and their defense was playing really well. They weren't, you know, we were getting, you know, 30, 40 shots a game, but it didn't matter. We weren't really getting in tight, and if we did, he'd make a huge save. So, I mean, there was a time, I would say, probably halfway through the second period, I'm like, this is not happening again. It's like, this can't happen again. This is, I mean, we're playing really well, and this kid's playing ridiculous. I can't believe it. And then, obviously, we know that Shea scores that big goal, and then we move on. But, you know, it's like I said, it's hockey's a funny game. And like I said, one goal the other way, and, you know, we're chasing it down there at the end of the game, and, you know, you never know what could happen.
I'm always curious, and we're with Nate Schmidt of the Vancouver Canucks, so formerly the Vegas Golden Knights, talked about the Vegas-Vancouver series. I'm always curious what players do when you're in that situation, because we all watch the games, and we're saying to ourselves, you know, if you ignore what the score is and you just look at how the game is being played, you know, Vegas is caving them in. Like, you guys are all over them. Like, it's tilted rank, and I would imagine in that situation, Nate, that players, because you guys are so superstitious and routine, to get out of your funk, like how many things did you change every day? Routines, habits, the way you tape your stick, I don't know. Like, were the things that you guys like did to try, I don't know, voodoo dolls, sacrifice a chicken, yeah. I don't know. Were there things that you did to try to change things?
Man, you know, adapt or die, right? You know, it was, for me, I usually have one or two specific things I need to do each game. I kind of just, you know, how I feel that night and just kind of, you know, but there were some guys I found that you could tell were tampering with sticks a little bit more and, you know, things like that. And you're starting to think, you know, that stuff, it does get to you. You know, you're getting a lot of chances. It's different if you're not getting scoring chances and you're not getting to those areas and you're down in games where you've lost the last two. But we had been, and that's what I think is what gets guys frustrated. I mean, I used to, you know, stick a brand new stick in the toilet and flush it, you know, by, you know, I was baptizing my stick. I had to get rid of that because I felt like it was getting to be too much. So I didn't see that stuff, thankfully.
Oh, that's hilarious. With Nate Schmidt of the Vancouver Canucks. Berkey.
So, Nate, I'm an Edina boy. I grew up there, and I know you're from St. Cloud. Talk about playing for Coach Lucia at the University of Minnesota. How was the big rink?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you now, I've gone back. I come back here each summer to train, and going back out on the Olympic size ice, I actually get lost sometimes. It's actually really tough. I'm impressed with how guys – I don't even remember how I did it in college. But Don was a big part of my career, you know, him and Mike Gensel. Jake Gensel's dad, who's the D coach there, they really helped me. You know, I wasn't, you know, from my freshman year on, I didn't have a great year, didn't come in great shape. And there's a learning curve sometimes for guys that just come in, and I never really had worked out yet. So there was a big jump for me. And that's where, you know, having experienced coaching Don and Genner, that was just really helpful to me and understand, like, this is not your potential when you come in your freshman year. You got to be able to raise that ceiling each and every day. And that's something that I've tried to live by, you know, throughout my whole career. There's no end in sight. You can't just think that this is, you know, who you are. You always got to push for something, work a little harder, trying to get to the next step that you can take as a player.
Stewie.
Just looking at that roster in your final year, you had Bustad, Eric Hall, and Mike Riley, Brady Shea, Justin Hall. That seems like it's a Stanley Cup contending roster. How'd you guys not win it that year?
You're killing me.
Goaltending, I bet, right? Goaltending.
No, you know, we lost to Yale in this first game, an upset. They went on to win the national championship that year, but all it takes is one, you know, our guy, one of our defensemen, you know, we started the period in the OT, and we tried to wheel the puck behind the net, and the puck got a little wet, and he looked down and stopped. Their guy comes up, picks it up, 7 seconds in overtime, out front, game over, career over. I was like, I didn't even have my helmet on.
So we're in Toronto. Was it Justin Hall?
No, it was not. No, it was not. It was. Okay. I won't say the guy's name. I don't need to. It wasn't one of the guys you named. No.
Okay. With Nate Schmidt of the Vancouver Canucks. Berkey uses the term churn, and I do wonder about, because we heard like Nate, and you guys heard it as well, like there were so many names of Vegas players that were out there over the weekend. Once it became obvious, okay, Alex Pietrangelo is going to Vegas, like so many names were out there. I can only imagine what it was like, you know, to be one of those players over the weekend, and every time you're on social media, every time you're on the internet, like everywhere, phone calls, texts, everybody's name is out there. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to see that way. You know, you sign a contract, an extension. You think you're hoping that it's going to be spend the entirety, or not at least most of your career there. especially, from what was communicated to me. But you know what I'll tell you is this: is that when you see it was pretty much everybody, and it was guys and Alec Martinez and I, we kept in close touch about here we have a guy come in, and I was I didn't think it was going to come down to me. I was hoping it wouldn't, but unfortunately that's when you look at it, there had to be some type of move. But with every door that shuts on you, another chance to be on a team like in Vancouver, that you're just, I'm getting pretty giddy about how you can have such a young group, and I don't have to go play against Quinn Hughes or Pettersson and these guys anymore, which is nice to be on this side of things. But it was a pretty stressful time for our guys, and they're just, hey, did you hear anything? Nope, don't have anything yet. Okay. And so it was tough, especially since, I thought I got traded a few times. Someone told me, I got people texting me, hey, you on Florida? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was sitting in my deer stand. What are you talking about? About 36 hours later, then it becomes true. So it was a pretty tumultuous time for the unrest of just not knowing. We're creatures of habit. It's fun to know or be in the loop about what's happening, what's going on.
With Nate Schmidt of the Vancouver Canucks. Bricky, last question to you.
Well, you'll love Vancouver, Nate. It was I did two tours of duty up there, one as assistant GM and one as GM. What a beautiful city and what a great city. You'll love it there. I wish you nothing but the best. So one last one. Just following up on Jeff's question, I'm not trying to pick at a nerve here, but we've wondered on the air, is there too much turnover of the roster there? I mean, you can argue they're a better team with the changes they've made, but Paul Stastny went there with high hopes. You re-upped with high hopes. Is there too much turnover?
Yeah, well, first, I appreciate it. I'm really excited about going to the city, and he's got a lot of passion there. Beautiful city as well. So that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to. And to be honest, I've heard nothing but great things about the group, which is also something to be really excited about. As a player, that's what you want. I guess I just rewind it back to, being the original Misfits. I don't think that group, it's naive to think, and this, and Stu, you guys know this, it's naive to think this, you can be there forever, right? And that the group will stay together forever. But you had high hopes that that the core guys would be there, especially the ones that were there from the beginning. It's been hard in the group. I guess I don't know what it's been like when me got in from them, but to see guys from your group, move out and in and out so quickly, it's I know that they're chasing down a cup, but it's hard to say that. It's hard to say.
That's put you on the spot a bit. You know what? That's a good enough answer right there.
Okay. Yeah. No. I would just say it's definitely putting guys on notice. Let's just leave it at that.